And this is Morning Edition of WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. In 2022, Angie Sapik of Lake Nabagamon was elected as a Republican to Wisconsin's 73rd District Assembly seat. Long held by Democrats, the district had been shifting in recent years, notably after a Republican-led redrawing of district lines following the 2010 census. Those lines were redrawn again after a state Supreme Court election tipped the balance favoring Democrats and Sapik decided against running for a second term last fall. She's now a member of the Douglas County Board of Supervisors, as well as a wife, mother, and businesswoman co-running her family's produce company. And she's also a published author with her new book, you can call it a political biography, For the Good of the Party. And she joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Angie Sapik.
Thanks for having me.
So at the moment, you aren't running for anything, which in the purest journalistic sense means we don't have to invite any number of other candidates in for a response.
Right.
But I'm suspecting that might change. Is your book a look forward or back or both?
I would say a little bit of both. There's definitely a lot of stories about my political history in the book. And the things that I went through when I was in the assembly and mostly about the campaign process. But with the gerrymandering of the lines back and forth and again, there is some opportunity for me to come back into the political scene, but I have not made a definitive decision on that yet.
You write that you were always a conservative and pretty convinced that President Trump would win re-election in 2020 and surprised that he didn't. You followed the lead of GOP Speaker of the House, Robin Voss, who refused a call by Trump supporters to overturn the state's election results. You named Voss as one of your mentors, and he also wrote the foreword to the book. How has he inspired you?
I think that there is a lot of vitriol when it comes to who Robin Voss is. I think mostly through, you know, media and some small pockets throughout the state. But for me, my experience coming in as someone who really looked at that election and scrutinized it pretty heartily, I didn't want to come in with any notion that I had an idea of who Robin Voss really was without meeting him. So I did some research on who he was. I went down to Madison and I met him. And obviously, over the years, I've been able to work directly with him. And in my experience, Robin has been nothing but very, very helpful for me, especially as someone who is coming in as a freshman in the legislature. And my experience with him has been nothing but positive.
Another mentor you name is State Senator Romaine Quinn, also Republican, who was elected to the 25th Senate District the same time as your election. His district has also been redrawn and even places him outside of it now, but he's very popular. Is it a given that he couldn't win again? And the same might be true of your Republican former colleague Chance Green in the neighboring 74th District.
Right. So the way that district was redrawn, Romaine hasn't moved. He's in the same house. He's, you know, he's there with his wife and his three boys, and the lines changed around him. So what's unfortunate for the 25th Senate District, which is the district that I'm in, is that we end up losing Romaine unless he decides to, you know, pick up his family and move, which is a lot to ask someone to do for a position like that, to uproot, especially when you've got little kids.
Both Senator Quinn and Representative Green have been cognizant that they represent areas with wide swatches of blue, and they've been part of nonpartisan efforts for the betterment of the region, most notably Superior Days, but I believe you were absent for the last 2 years. Should you have been there?
So I was absent for Superior Days, and I don't talk about Superior Days in the book, but I do talk about the issues that I had trying to raise a family and make it to wrestling practice and when your kids get sick, and also be in Madison in the assembly and trying to run a business with my brother. There was a lot of different balls in the air to juggle at the same time. And for me, Superior Days, although it's a positive thing, they were going down even when session was not in, so there were no politicians down there. And I made sure that everybody knew that I'm in Superior every single day, and my door is open. And if anyone has any issues or anything that they want to talk about as far as what's happening currently or future legislation that would help the city out, that I was always there. But I did not go down to Superior Days. And now In hindsight, I don't think that that was a mistake. I think that they are going to probably cancel Superior Days in the future because it's just not as effective as it was in the very beginning.
Your book talks about your support for the Blatnik Bridge replacement and also money for Amnicon Falls State Park, which Governor Evers sounded like he was supporting in a state parks bill, but eventually lined item out. What's your proudest legislative achievement?
I would say that the Blatnik Bridge funding is monumental. That's got to be the absolute biggest thing. That money for the state parks that the governor vetoed, he didn't veto the money for the state parks. So that $3 million did go into a pot for state parks. He just
as a
took
whole.
Out the caveat that it went to Amnicon and Patterson State Parks. So that money did still go to state parks. It just wasn't pinpointed to northern Wisconsin.
And lastly, I know I started out by saying you weren't running for anything, but are you ready to drop a hint? Or could you at least let us be the first ones to know when you are?
I would say that there's been a lot of different things that I've done over the last 3 years to make sure that I am prepared if I decide to run for that Senate seat that Romaine is going to have to leave. So that's it's up in the air. But obviously, you can't make those decisions either until you know exactly what Romaine is going to do. And as a good friend of mine, I respect his wishes to sort of stand off and let him make an announcement for what his next move is first before I publicly announce anything.
All right. We've been speaking with former 73rd District Representative Angie Sapik of Lake Nabagamon. She's the author of For the Good of the Party. Where can we find it?
It's going to be on Amazon. Actually, it is on Amazon already. And now we'll just we'll see what people think when they get to read and hear straight from the horse's mouth exactly how that process looks like.
Thank you for joining us, Angie.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the attention to the book and the cause
and all the juicy political history.
It's a lot of political history, yes.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.